Today on Commuter Bible, God grants Solomon wisdom and knowledge, and later Solomon builds the temple. It's 2 Chronicles chapters 1 through 4 and Psalms 100 and 101. This is Commuter Bible, the audio Bible podcast to match your weekly schedule. I'm your host, John Ross. We are back in 2 Chronicles, which is the second book of a four-book series, which includes 1 and 2 Chronicles, along with Ezra and Nehemiah. Combined, they make up a historical account of God's people from Adam to the return to Jerusalem from exile in Babylon. It's likely that Ezra is the author and the one responsible for compiling the material, but we don't know for sure. Here in the second book of Chronicles, we begin with the rule of Solomon, son of King David, who had been given authority as king by God's special decree. In today's passage, Solomon begins to build God's holy temple. 2 Chronicles, chapters 1 through 4. Solomon, son of David, strengthened his hold on his kingdom. The Lord his God was with him and highly exalted him. Then Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the commanders of thousands and of hundreds, to the judges, and to every leader in all Israel, the family heads. Solomon and the whole assembly with him went to the high place that was in Gibeon, because God's tent of meeting, which the Lord's servant Moses had made in the wilderness, was there. Now David had brought the Ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim to the place he had set up for it, because he had pitched a tent for it in Jerusalem. But he put the bronze altar, which Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, had made, in front of the Lord's tabernacle. Solomon and the assembly inquired of him there. Solomon offered sacrifices there in the Lord's presence on the bronze altar at the tent of meeting. He offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. That night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask, what should I give you?" And Solomon said to God, "You have shown great and faithful love to my father David, and you have made me king in his place. Lord God, let your promise to my father David now come true, for you have made me king over a people as numerous as the dust of the earth. Now grant me wisdom and knowledge so that I may lead these people. For who can judge this great people of yours?" God said to Solomon, "Since this was in your heart, and you have not requested riches, wealth, or glory, or for the life of those who hate you, and you have not even requested long life, but you have requested for yourself wisdom and knowledge, that you may judge my people over whom I have made you king. Wisdom and knowledge are given to you. I will also give you riches, wealth, and glory, unlike what was given to the kings who were before you, or will be given to those after you." So Solomon went to Jerusalem from the high place that was in Gibeon, in front of the tent of meeting, and he reigned over Israel. Solomon accumulated 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, which he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. The king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stones, and he made cedar as abundant as sycamore in the Judean foothills. Solomon's horses came from Egypt and Kua. The king's traders would get them from Kua at the going price. A chariot could be imported from Egypt for 15 pounds of silver, and a horse for nearly 4 pounds. In the same way, they exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and to the kings of Aram through their agents. Solomon decided to build a temple for the name of the Lord and a royal palace for himself. So he assigned 70,000 men as porters, 80,000 men as stonecutters in the mountains, and 3,600 as supervisors over them. Then Solomon sent word to King Hiram of Tyre, "Do for me what you did for my father David. You sent him cedars to build him a house to live in. Now, I am building a temple for the name of the Lord my God, in order to dedicate it to him for burning fragrant incense before him, for displaying the rows of the bread of the presence continuously, and for sacrificing burnt offerings for the morning and the evening, the Sabbaths and the new moons, and the appointed festivals of the Lord our God. This is ordained for Israel permanently. The temple that I am building will be great, for our God is greater than any of the gods. But who is able to build a temple for him, since even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain him? Who am I then, that I should build a temple for him, except as a place to burn incense before him? Therefore, send me an artisan who is skilled in engraving to work with gold, silver, bronze, and iron, and with purple, crimson, and blue yarn. He will work with the artisans who are with me in Judah and Jerusalem, appointed by my father David. Also, send me cedar, cypress, and algum logs from Lebanon, for I know that your servants know how to cut the trees of Lebanon. Note that my servants will be with your servants to prepare logs for me in abundance, because the temple I am building will be great and wondrous. I will give your servants, the woodcutters who cut the trees, 100,000 bushels of wheat flour, 100,000 bushels of barley, 110,000 gallons of wine, and 110,000 gallons of oil." Then King Hiram of Tyre wrote a letter and sent it to Solomon. "Because the Lord loves his people, he set you over them as king." Hiram also said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who made the heavens and the earth. He gave King David a wise son with insight and understanding, who will build a temple for the Lord and a royal palace for himself. I have now sent Huram Abi, a skillful man who has understanding. He is the son of a woman from the daughters of Dan. His father is a man of Tyre. He knows how to work with gold, silver, bronze, iron, stone, and wood, with purple, blue, crimson yarn, and fine linen. He knows how to do all kinds of engraving and to execute any design that may be given him. I have sent him to be with your artisans and the artisans of my lord, your father David. Now, let my lord send the wheat, barley, oil, and wine to his servants as promised. We will cut logs from Lebanon, as many as you need, and bring them to you as rafts by sea to Joppa. You can then take them up to Jerusalem." Solomon took a census of all the resident alien men in the land of Israel, after the census that his father David had conducted, and the total was 153,600. Solomon made 70,000 of them porters, 80,000 stonecutters in the mountains, and 3,600 supervisors to make the people work. Then Solomon began to build the Lord's temple in Jerusalem on Mount Moriah, where the Lord had appeared to his father David. At the site David had prepared on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. He began to build on the second day of the second month in the fourth year of his reign. These are Solomon's foundations for building God's temple. The length was 90 feet, and the width 30 feet. The portico, which was across the front, extending across the width of the temple, was 30 feet wide. Its height was 30 feet. He overlaid its inner surface with pure gold. The larger room he paneled with cypress wood, overlaid with fine gold, and decorated with palm trees and chains. He adorned the temple with precious stones for beauty, and the gold was the gold of Parvaim. He overlaid the temple, the beams, the thresholds, its walls and doors, with gold, and he carved cherubim on the walls. Then he made the most holy place. Its length corresponded to the width of the temple, 30 feet, and its width was 30 feet. He overlaid it with 45,000 pounds of fine gold. The weight of the nails was 20 ounces of gold, and he overlaid the ceiling with gold. He made two cherubim of sculpted work for the most holy place, and he overlaid them with gold. The overall length of the wings of the cherubim was 30 feet. The wing of one was 7.5 feet, touching the wall of the room. Its other wing was 7.5 feet, touching the wing of the other cherub. The wing of the other cherub was 7.5 feet, touching the wall of the room. Its other wing was 7.5 feet, reaching the wing of the other cherub. The wingspan of these cherubim was 30 feet. They stood on their feet and faced the larger room. He made the curtain of blue, purple, and crimson yarn and fine linen, and he wove cherubim into it. In front of the temple, he made two pillars, each 27 feet high. The capital on top was 7.5 feet high. He had made chain work in the inner sanctuary and also put it on top of the pillars. He made 100 pomegranates and fastened them into the chain work. Then he set up the pillars in front of the sanctuary, one on the right and one on the left. He named the one on the right Jachin, and the one on the left, Boaz. He made a bronze altar 30 feet long and 30 feet wide and 15 feet high. Then he made the cast metal basin 15 feet from brim to brim, perfectly round. It was 7.5 feet high and 45 feet in circumference. The likeness of oxen was below it, completely encircling it, 10 every half yard, completely surrounding the basin. The oxen were cast in two rows when the basin was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The basin was on top of them, and all their hindquarters were toward the center. The basin was 3 inches thick, and its rim was fashioned like the brim of a cup or a lily blossom. It could hold 11,000 gallons. He made 10 basins for washing, and he put 5 on the right and 5 on the left. The parts of the burnt offering were rinsed in them, but the basin was used by the priests for washing. He made the 10 gold lampstands according to their specifications and put them in the sanctuary, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. He made 10 tables and placed them in the sanctuary, 5 on the right and 5 on the left. He also made 100 gold bulls. He made the courtyard of the priests and the large court and doors for the court. He overlaid the doors with bronze. He put the basin on the right side toward the southeast. Then Huram made the pots, the shovels, and the bowls. So Huram finished doing the work that he was doing for King Solomon in God's temple. Two pillars, the bowls and the capitals on top of the two pillars, the two gratings for covering both bowls of the capitals that were on top of the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the two gratings, two rows of pomegranates for each grating, covering both capitals' bowls on top of the pillars. He also made the water carts and the basins on the water carts. The one basin and the 12 oxen underneath it, the pots, the shovels, the forks, and all their utensils. Huram Abi made them for King Solomon for the Lord's temple. All these were made of polished bronze. The king had them cast in clay molds in the Jordan Valley between Succoth and Zereda. Solomon made all these utensils in such great abundance that the weight of the bronze was not determined. Solomon also made all the equipment in God's temple, the gold altar, the tables on which to put the bread of the presence, the lampstands and their lamps of pure gold to burn in front of the inner sanctuary according to the specifications, the flowers, lamps, and gold tongs of purest gold, the wick trimmers, sprinkling basins, and fire pans of purest gold, and the entryway to the temple, its inner doors to the most holy place, and the doors of the temple sanctuary of gold. Psalm 100. Let the whole earth shout triumphantly to God. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are His. His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His faithful love endures forever. His faithfulness through all generations. Psalm 101. I will sing of faithful love and justice. I will sing praise to You, Lord. I will pay attention to the way of integrity. When will You come to me? I will live with a heart of integrity in my house. I will not let anything worthless guide me. I hate the practice of transgression. It will not cling to me. A devious heart will be far from me. I will not be involved with evil. I will destroy anyone who secretly slanders his neighbor. I cannot tolerate anyone with haughty eyes or an arrogant heart. My eyes favor the faithful of the land, so that they may sit down with me. The one who follows the way of integrity may serve me. No one who acts deceitfully will live in my palace. The one who tells lies will not be retained here to guide me. Every morning I will destroy all the wicked of the land, wiping out all evildoers from the Lord's city. If you enjoy listening to Commuter Bible, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions about the show or about promotional materials for your church or small group, I'd be happy to help. You can reach out to me through email at admin@commuterbible.org, or you can just message me through our Facebook page. Just search for Commuter Bible on Facebook or go to facebook.com/commuterbible. Also, if you write a review or share the page with others, I'd love that feedback as well. Thank you so much for your prayers and encouragement along the way. Today's episode was narrated and orchestrated by me, John Ross, and co-produced by Eric Williamson. Thanks for listening, and remember, happy is the one whose delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night.